called The Day, The Day Before, and Lady Luck. It was a beautiful springtime day, finally dry enough to plow the farthest 60 acres, back behind the woods. Father came in from the fields, in his eyes a certain look, as if, hiding behind his smile, a story was close to squeezing out, right now, before milking the cows. You see, the day before had been equally fine, so fine, in fact, that under the bright blue sky and sun, he'd stopped the tractor in the shade for a drink of lemonade and, feeling young, had stripped down to naught like Adam. Cooled by breezes on his John Deere throne, he bumped along, back and forth, breathing the smell of just turned earth, singing to the starlings and the crows in his own version of Eden. But today, his sunburned entirety now covered as usual. Turning at the end of a row, he had the pleasure of meeting, on the first ever shortcut through his farm, two young ladies from Chicago on horseback, just out to enjoy a beautiful springtime day in the country.